start again. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah just says that if a get is a mukdam, if the get has an earlier date, then it's true that it's possible. The Gemara says, how do the Amoraim know that there was such a takan of Zman? You can't really tell from this Mishnah. The Mishnah just says that if it's mukdam, it's possible. So the Rana and the Rif points out that they knew from the Mishnah later on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Shloshi Gittim Sum Nisav Lad Kosher. It says Yesh Olavein Vein Bozman. So that's a Beferish Mishnah. Ein Bozman is also possible. Not only a Mukdam is possible. There would have been, if you would only have this Mishnah, you can say that a Get Mukdam is possible. But Get Shein Bozman is not necessarily possible. But that's the Mishnah in Pei Vav. So they knew that it was a Takana. It was such a takana. How do you know that it's a takana? Maybe it's a din deraisa. So that's what we said over yesterday from the Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis. That's on the first daf in the fourth perek. The perek begins the Echadini Mamanis. The Echadini Mamanis, the Echadini Nefashis, but Bisha Vechakira. And I'll tell you, you need Zman Amokam, that's Bisha Vechakira by all Eidim. By Eidim, by Mominus, and by Eidim. The Psukim and Chumash only say by Nefoshes. The Rashta v'Chakarta v'Shalta Heita is only by Nefoshes. But based on the Pasuk, Mishpatechad Yolachem, so the Mishnah says that the same din carries over from Eidis Nefoshes to Eidis Mominus. So the Ran poses a question, why do we assume that the whole need for Zman is only Midirabbanon, and a Get Shein Bo Zman, and this is Havlad Kosher? Why, how can it be Havlad Kosher? The whole thing should be Pasal Menater. That's his kash. So the Nemuki Yosef, not there, the Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin. So we pointed out yesterday the whole kash of the Nemuki Yosef, the whole Heore, is only if you hold like Rav Meir. If you hold like Rav Meir, the Erich Hasima Karsi, then every Shtar Kinyan functions by first serving as a Shtar Raya. A Shtar Raya means that it's a Hagodah Seidus. Either it's like Mamanus or it's like Nefashis. It's not a third category. So if Mamanus and Nefashis both need Zman HaMokim, so I get the issue should also need Zman HaMokim. So that was the Nemuki Yosef's kasha. So Nemuki Yosef answers, you're right, Men HaTorah, you do need Zman HaMokim. But once they made a Takana de Rabbanon, Kedesh Lotin Adalus Bifnei Lovin, the Shtari Halvo are acceptable even without Zman HaMokim. So what the Nami by Get Isha? The Takana de Rabbanon that was instituted by Dini Mamanis carries over to Get Isha also. That you don't need Zman HaMokim. How can they make such a Takana? If Min HaTorah, the Get is no good without Zman HaMokim. So the Nemuki Yosef writes, Afkinu Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei. Afkinu Rabbanon Kiddushim Minei. But this whole kasha that the Nemuki Yosef, the whole he'ara that he had, it's only if you're assuming the din would be like Rav Meir, that Eidi Chasima Karsi. So Eidi Chasima means you need a Hagodah Seidus. Hagodah Seidus needs Zman HaMokim. Once you pass like Rav Loza, so there's no problem. If you're like Rav Loza, so a Shtar Kinyan is not a Hagodah Seidus at all. So the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground. Even within Rav Meir, that's Rav Chaim Soloveitchik points out in his Sefer on the Rambam, he doesn't think that it's correct. He doesn't like the answer of the Nemuki Yosef because the Tosfos here quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph. That the Takana de Rabbanon was only instituted by Get Isha. They never instituted the Takana de Rabbanon by Kiddushin, by Shtar Kiddushin. So by Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Knaine, they did institute a need for Zman. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha over here. Why did they make such a takona by Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Knaine? Where's that Tosis? Tell me this. In Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the second half of Mepnematik, the Zman begin. Right after that parenthesis that the Marshal crosses out. That's a Beferish Gemara, and Yivam is Daf Lamed Aleph. That's the Gemara that Tosfos on Amud Beis is referring to. Tosfos Dibur Maschil Gazye, so they refer to a Gemara in Yivam. So the Gemara says there, by Shtar Shicha Rabbi Kanayani is the same as a get isha. He made a takana de rabbanon that was man. So what are you going to say over there? Also, according to the Mukhi Yosef, min haTorah, you need zman amaka. But ishtav shicha Rabbi Kanayani, according to Rabbi Meir. And with the rabbanon, once they did away with the need for zman amaka by ishtari mamin, so they did kadesh alotan adalas bifnei lovin. So they also did away with it by ishtav shicha Rabbi Kanayani. And then they reinstituted it midirabbanan. How can you say that? By a getisha, there's a mechanism whereby you can explain, you can do away with zman amokayim, you can say afkin abban kedushim in it. What are you going to say by ishtar shechir evikneini? I have an evikneini, he was malvatova l'shem evikneini, he belongs to me. Then I give him ishtar shechir, which minatoira is useless, because it doesn't have zman amokayim. If you're like Rabbi Meir, that the 80 chasim ekarsi, you have to have a hagodah say this. So there's no such thing as a Haggadah Seidus without Zman HaMokah. So Menat Torah, it's no good in Midir Rabbanon, it is good. How can it be good in Midir Rabbanon? What, he becomes a Yisrael Gomor. I give him a Shtav Shichros, he becomes a Yisrael Gomor, as Chayv and all the Mitzvah. How did that happen? So you can't say Afkin Rabbanon Kedushim Mineh. You can't say, by a get, you can say like that. You can say, Menat Torah, the get is no good, but so Midir Torah, we declare Afkin Rabbanon Kedushim Mineh, she was never married in the first place. Midir Rabbanon, she was married, but the get is good. I mean, I thought we say the get, there was no marriage in the first place. But how can you say that by Ishtar Sheikha Rabbi Kanayani?
Can you say Hefker based on Hefker and he's Kohen himself now? Meaning, this was Mafker from his owner, and now he can be Kohen himself.
What's the din? Hamafker Avdoi. What's the din if a person is Mafker his Rabbi Kanayani?
Maybe in your case, Paul doesn't need Ishtar Sheikha.
Yeah, but we Paskin do need Ishtar Sheikha. It's not chal and kinyan nisa. Yeah, the Gemara goes into details later. Gemara assumes that that's the maskana. That's how we pass. So that's where Rab Chaim is unhappy with this. The Mukhi Yosef. So Rab Chaim gave a different answer to the Mukhi Yosef's kasha. The kasha being, if you hold like Rab Meir, that Eide Chasima Karsi. So Shtar Shichur Rabbi Kanayani and Get Isha has to consist of a Haggadah Seidus. Haggadah Seidus always needs Zman HaMokim because Mishpatecha Yolachem. Rabbi Chaim says that the din of Zman HaMokim, the din of Dvisha Mechakire, is not a din in Hilchah Seidus. It's a din in Bezdin Bing Mekabali Eidus. So if you can imagine in your mind a situation where Eidus is Chal without Bezdin being required to be Mekabali Eidus, namely Shtar, if you have Adam signing a star, so you don't need a bezin to be mekabelit. What is the din of star? Whenever the das hamischai authorizes the writing of a star, so then it becomes a bona fide form of edus, even without bezin being mekabelit. So meila, there's no need for zman hamokum. Fine. So that was in Mukhi Yosef's answer. That was Rab Chaim's answer. So we just pointed out that the whole discussion, that whole topic in the Mukhi Yosef's question, with the whole explanation that Rab Chaim gave, the whole thing is only if you're all like Rab Meir, if you're all like Rab Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karsi, so there's no kasha in the first place. There's no kasha in the first place. Why shouldn't every get, or why shouldn't every Shtar Shichur need Zman and Mokam in HaTorah? Why should it? It's not a din of HaGodah Seidus. According to Rab Elazar, a shtar raya is a haggadah seidus. It's seidus picks up, but a shtar kinyan is not at all a haggadah seidus. So there's no kasha at all. So now they made a takana de rabbanon that you need zman. So we pointed out, what does it mean zman? What do you mean a takana de rabbanon that you need zman? In order to be mevar is something. Rabbi Yechanan says to be mevar mishum basar chayisei. Bishlokish says you want to be mevar mishum peis. So bishleim, if you're all like Rab Meir, so we understand what you're being mevar. The get isha and the shtar shichur Rabbi Kanayani always need eidei chasima, and you have to be mevar what the zman of the ksivis aget was. It the zman of the chasima aget, whatever it is. According to the Tanakame, has to be the zman of the chasima. According to Reb Shimon, the zman of the ksiva is good enough. So if you hold like Reb Meir that you need eidei chasima, so I understand what the takan is. If you hold like Reb Elazar that you don't need eidei chasima at all, so writing in this man is not mevar anything. So the whole takana doesn't make any sense.
But if there would be a yitzimah, then it uses for a right. Whatever a yitzimah is written, Even according to Rabbi Lozzi.
But can you say that there's a takana with the Rabbanon that you must write Zman if you don't have to have Eri Chasim at all? So we had a Tosfos earlier where Tosfos commented on the Gemara Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Shiyuhu Eidim Chos Malaget Mepnei Tikkun Hoylom. Where was that Gemara? Shiyuhu Eidim Chos Malaget. Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. Shiyuhu Eidim Chos Malaget Mepnei Tikkun Hoylom. So the Gemara says, Vilma, maybe the Eidim Asira will die, they go to Medina Sayam. So they made a Takana de Rabbanan. So Taisu said earlier, it's not a Takana de Rabbanan that you should have Eidi Chasimah. Taisu says it's an Eisa Teva. So according to the Taisu, that they never made a Takana, according to Rav Loza, that you have to have Eidi Chasimah. So how can you say that they made a Takana, you have to have Zman? The Zman is not Mevar anything. So Rebbe Kivega here in the Gilyan Hashas tells you to look in the Tosfos in Bava Basra, Kufayim Beis Amid Beis. I looked in the Tosfos. Tosfos there in Bava Basra quotes a Rashbam. And they agree with the Rashbam. Tosfos and the Rashbam learn Pshat in the Gemara there that this Takon of Zman is only Aliba the Reb Meir. If you're all like Rav Loza, that you don't need Eri Chasima, it's an Eitz HaTayba Kamashmo. If you don't want to have Eri Chasima, you don't have to. It's an Eitz HaTayba for the woman. So once you say that according to Rav Loza, there's no requirement to have Eri Chasima, so it doesn't make sense to require that you need the Zman. The Zman is not going to be Mevar anything if you're not going to have Eri Chasima. You look in the Rambam, you see it's not so. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, you see it's not so. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch quote, this Mishnah that there is a Takana de Rabban. So that's what the suggestion was made. The Rambam obviously disagrees with that Tosfos earlier. There's no other way out. You have to say Tosfos said Shiyu Eidim Chos Malaget Mintei Tikkun was an Eitzah Tov Kamashmalan, but they never made a Choyven. They never made a Takana de Rabban. So apparently the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch think not so. They made a Takana de Rabbanan that you have to have, you must have Eri Chasima on the get, that you must be able to serve as the Shtar Raya, even according to Rav Loza. So once they made such a takana, you have to have Eri Chasima, then they added on another takana that you have to have Zman. That's how the Rambam puts the two together in one halacha. Where is it? In Perek Aleph, in Hilchas Gerishin, he puts the two in one halacha. They made a takana that you need Eri Chasima, and then they made a takana that you need Zman. If they wouldn't have made a takana that you need Eri Chasima, so they couldn't make a takana that you need Zman, the Zman wouldn't be Mevar or anything. See, where is this Rambam? Kanas Chacham Shiyu Eidim Chos Memalaget. They made a takana that you have to have Eidim Chasim. And then he writes Chav Dalet. Aval Pisha Chasim is Eidim Beget Midivrehem. Okay. Chene Skina Beidim Agetch. Okay. Chene Skina was man. He's putting together. Because then once they made a takana that you need Eidim Chasim, Chene Skina Chacham Shiyichtov Zman Beget. But if they wouldn't have made a takana mid rabbanon, the first step, they wouldn't have made a takana that you need Eri Chasima. So how can they make a takana that you need Zman? Zman wouldn't be hoichacha for anything. Once you have Eri Chasima, so then the Zman will be a riot. Okay.
According to that Tosfos that Rav Meir quotes, do you ever find takana was only made Ali the one man d'amar? You know, see, Tikkun Zman begins. They made a takana Ali the Reb Meir. Doesn't make sense.
I mean, the majority opinion holds that this Mishnah doesn't exist. Very strange. I don't know. Erachanam is very strange.
It seems to be around there in Kufayim Beis in Bava Basra that says that even around Eidi Chasima, they should write this man in, because according to Rav Loza, this is Chashash of Shem Yechata or Paris, it's not going to help that yet. So they should write, even if you don't have
Eidi Chasima,
you should put
some on. Again, the Chashash
Hashem Yechapa,
what?
Doesn't work. It's not taken care of according to Rabbi Loza. If you just give get with Aid Mesire, we have a Shashu Shemichab, we have a Shashu Peiris. So write his man in anyway, even if there is no Aid Mesire. But then he feels, oh, he's involved in Minigis, the Vayredik seems so, you should put it in. But from the beginning of the Ramban, it's Mashma.
That it would make sense to have a Takana of his man, even if you don't have Aid Mesire.
How would that work?
Don't know.
But the Rambam says that. He
touches
on the problem.
Mm. Not like
Tyson
in the Rashbam. Okay.
Maybe it's just okay. A Gilim Elsa. Maybe when the Rambam says a Gilim Elsa when they're going to get divorced.
I mean, the Eidi Mistira will pay better attention. Maybe the Eidi Chassim are a little absent-minded. They won't pay attention what day it was. But if they're going to read the Getz, so then they're going to pay better attention. So then they'll remember. I don't know. Could be. If the takona is mishum basachoso, Rashi says he'll want to spare her. Chosalel shelo techonek. So I saw the Tosfi Harosh and our Gemara raises a question. So bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, you don't have any din in the fashis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you only have din in the fashis bizman sheish koyin oive, when you have a beis hamikdash. And even 40 years before the churban bayis sheini, the Gemara says the Sanhedrin was golsa, they left the lishkas agozes. With respect to what? L'may hilchasa, that you no longer done din in the foshes. So the whole reason for the takana no longer applies bizman hazeh, so you should have repealed the takana. So I saw the Tosef HaRosh says no, it's not only mishum basachoisai, that's number one, that's not relevant today. Number two, he says mishum mamzeris. Let's say the woman will be mezana and have a mamzer, and then. And the mamzer will look the spitting image of the other one, not her husband's. So everybody will know that this kid is a mamzer. So the husband will want to be mechapa on the mamzer, so he'll give her a get shein bozman. So she'll be able to say that she was nizgarsha earlier. She wasn't nizgarsha. She wasn't an eshesish at the time that she became pregnant with the baby. She was ready nizgarsha earlier. Or the woman will be mezana tachas baila, and it'll become a big hullabaloo. And the woman will want to remain with her husband. So the husband will give her a get shein bozman, and they'll claim that she was nizgarsha before she was mizana. And then Mele, once she was nizgarsha before, so there's no violation of machzik gerushasan. Machzik gerushasan is only asura if a man was married to a woman, and then she gets divorced, she marries someone else, and then she gets divorced if the second husband dies, she wants to remarry the first husband. But if a woman got divorced and she was mizana, then the Gemara says she's permitted to remarry the first husband. That's a Gemara in Yevamos, in the first pair. So the Tosfei HaRosh adds on these two additional nafkaminas. Even though the nafkamina of Shem Yechap al Basal Chayse doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because no one's able to administer din in the fashas today, but still you have the concern of mamzeres. They'll try to be mechapa on the mamzer, or they'll try to be mechapa on the Issa Soita Labailo. They'll try to fool everybody into believing that the Soita Labailo doesn't apply. So these considerations still apply. That's all included in Basal Chayse.
Before they were
Shittimukubetzes in the beginning of Ksubis raises that question. When the Gemara there mentions Afkinu Abani Kedushimenei, so the Shittimukubetzes says she's allowed to marry a kohen. So the Shita says no, that Midirabbanan she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Why Midirabbanan? So Rabbi Yitzchokhanan has a tshuva. Rabbi Lipshitz Zochan Lavracha always used to have a note to say over Rabbi Yitzchokhanan's pshat in the Shittimukubetzes that min haTorah she was never married in the first place. You can't say she was married min haTorah and a get mid rabbanon is good. A get mid rabbanon is no good to be matan and she sish deraisa. So min haTorah you have to say afkin rabbanon kedush mina she was never married. So min haTorah take she's permitted to marry a kohen. And mid rabbanon we say not so. Mid rabbanon she was married and a get the rabbanon is good to be matir the she sish the rabbanon, but she's a grusha mid rabbanon.
Why isn't it at least a reich haget? That should be enough of an answer.
Reich haget if the woman wasn't even married. You go over to a single girl and give her a get. Stomach, that's not a reich haget. If you say afkinu abana kedushin, a reich haget is if the couple is married, the husband gives his wife a pasul a get. So then it depends how bad the psul was. So sometimes we'll say, isha gusha me isha, afilon is garisha alam isha, he gave a get. But if it comes out they were never married, it means a single boy gives a get to a single girl.
No, like Rabbi Chanan, like Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan saying, just he doesn't mean to just be saying it's a rehag get. And since it's the Ishas Midrabanan, so then there's a Gerish Midrabanan.
I think he makes it worse, because I think we don't allow her to marry the brother or the son of the husband either. Not only, if it would only be rehag get, so she would only not allow to be a marrier kohen. I think we don't allow her to marry the kroivim of the husband either. Because we say that min haTorah she was never married to Midrabanan, she was married. And the get midrabbanim is good to be matter the eshes ish midrabbanim. So we say she was nizgarsha midrabbanim. She was nizgarsha midrabbanim. Yes, and Nochama said, what would have been if they would not have made a takana requiring zman, and the husband would want to, and the husband want to be mechapal basa choisai, he would give her a get chamber zman, and she would be off the hook. She would be able to claim that she was nizgarsha before. So here Tosfos, we saw the Tosfos yesterday, Mishum Basa Choisai. Tosfos, the little Tosfos, Shaloi Chapa, the Loi Amrinon Ukma, Tosfos says, Loi Amrinon Ukma Cheska Sei Shishish Vatshu, the Garsha, Gem Shehi Grusha Lefaneinu. So Tosfos sounds like they're saying that the only time Yishtelav Chazoka is, if you don't know if the situation changed or not, so then you still have chazaka status quo. You assume it didn't change. What if you know bevadoi that the situation changed? So then most of the rishonim assume that that's another aspect of chazaka. You assume that the change occurred as late as possible. So this tosis sounds like they're saying not so. There are a lot of gemaras that seem to contradict it. So I just saw before the Pnei Yeshua says you can't read tosis like that. The Ra'o and the Berak Abayis and the Rashbos Taras Abayis claims that that's what the gemara says in the beginning of Nida. The Gemara says, so he claims that that's what it means. When you have a chazoka, keneged chazoka, and one chazoka can extend to the very present. The other chazoka just tells you to postpone the change. The other chazoka knows for sure that it changed. But you want to use a chazoka to postpone the change to as late as possible, so that chazoka loses out. Why? So the Rosh says, because it just doesn't exist. There ain't no such din. There is no such halacha of chazoka that you postpone the change till as late as possible. That's what the Ra'or writes in the Berak HaBayis, on the case with the cheeses. If you milk the cow and you made cheese out of the milk and you have the cheese 2 months later, then you shech the cow and you find that the cow has a trephis. And I know that a year ago the cow didn't have any trephis. Why? Because you go basa raiv, right? Behemus haksheris ain't. So I know it wasn't a trephis. And the cow's already a few years old. So if it would have had a trephis, it would have died a long time ago. So it just developed the trephis now. Now, I don't know when it developed the trephis, before I milked the cow or after I milked the cow. So all of Rishayim assume, the Tosfos with the Rashba, they all talk about this other din of chazaka, that you postpone the change till as late as possible. I know that it became a trephis. I know when it was born it was not a trephis. I see now I shefted. It is a trephis. I don't know when the trephis developed. So the Tosfos and most of the Rishayim say, you have the right to assume that the change occurred as late as possible. When I milked the cow and I made the cheese, that was still kosher. The Ra'or says there is no such din. So the Pnei Yeshua says on this Tosfos, he doesn't quote this Ra'or. He says there is no such sheet in the whole wide world. And he starts rattling off all the Gemaras that contradict it. Gemara Chulin, Gemara Nida, Gemara here, Gemara there, and Yimamas. He lists off all the Gemaras, say it can't be. So then he says, he thinks the Pshat and Tosfos says you have to combine, the word Ra'oi doesn't belong. He thinks you have to combine the two answers together. He says what you have is a Chazoke. You have a cheska say shesish. You should really postpone the change till as late as possible. Let's see. After developing this whole suggestion, then he says he looked. Then he looked in the Ran. So the Ran quotes Tosfos and he leaves out the word biyod. So he thinks that's what it says in the Ran. Let's see. What does it say in the Ran? On page 14, when he quotes Rabbi Yechonam and Shem Basal Choisai, Hashem is on the tachta v'chasala shlo techonik kosel leged blows malnos on Shem Yid Malev Bezin Matzio Gito Meres Grusha Yisi Pnuy Bosa Shah the Lyra made an Ukma Bekeska Sesha Sish. Bashtahu di Garsha. Vahaget Meuchar. No, hello. You don't say that the get was just given now. You don't know when the get was given. It's a get shein bo zman. Before they made a takana. So the husband will give a get shein bo zman. So you wouldn't say, shtel av cheska se shishish and still give her the yonish chenek. So he says, kemen shehi grusha lefaneinu, v'adra b'ukma b'cheska sksher shele nivalo kishahoysa eish esish. He says, you have a chazoka keneged chazoka. You have a chazoka keneged chazoka. It's not that the two different answers that Tosis gave. You have a cheskas kashuus, which contradicts the cheskas, ukma becheskas seishes ish. When you have a chazoka, keneged chazoka. In other words, there's only the second answer. The first answer doesn't exist as an independent answer. That's what the Pnei Yeshua discovered. He thinks that he never heard of such a shita, that there's no such din of chazoka postponing the change till as late as possible. Pashim Shat Nigmari is that there is such a chazoka, postponing the change till as late as possible. So he doesn't want to think that Tosi disagrees. So he takes out the word va'oid, and he says, you read it together. Tosi only gave one answer, it's a chazoka keneged chazoka. So if there wouldn't have been a takana de Rabbanon requiring zman, the husband would have given her a get shembo zman. And the bezin would not shtel av cheskas eishesish. They wouldn't assume that she was an eishesish. We don't know when she was nizgarsha, so we wouldn't give an oinash chenek based on a cheskas eishesish. We would say there's chazoka keneged chazoka. And now that we do require zman, so what's the halacha now? Now that we do require zman, what will the din be if the husband will give his wife a get shembo zman? So Taisus anamid beis yud zayin amid beis divra maschal gazi el zman. Tosis quotes Rashi in Yevam is Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. They're not happy with Rashi. Tosis writes on the second line, and that Tosis Lokam Moshe Pirusham Bekuntris. Not the way Rashi writes in Yevam is Lamed Aleph on the base. That if the husband gives his wife a get, she yesh bozman, and then she's going to be mizana, and then there's going to be an issue. We won't know when she was mizana, so she'll erase this man. What do you do? She cuts off the top line. She erases his man. So Rashi writes there on Yevamos the machkalei if she'll erase this man, makmina la becheska seishesish bekatlin on law, and you will give it a death penalty. So Tosis says, "Can Rashi? How can that be? How can that be? If you don't know when the get was given, so didn't we say?" In the beginning of the sugya, Shemichapa Basaches, if you don't know when the get was given, so she'll be off the hook. So how did all of a sudden become now that she'll be Chayv Misa? So Tosis explains Rashi, and they still disagree. So they say, Afagav, they continue, Afagav, the Lord Tikkun Zman, if they would not have made a Takana de Rabbanon, Motzele Chafuya Lo, he would be Mechapa Basaches. Why? The Misveka Loi Katlin on Lo, that's on Omid Aleph. But Rashi holds, hash to the tikkun zman, once they made a takana, that you do need zman, imach kolev, she'll erase the zman, kunala b'chesh to zesh shish, v'katlin on law. That's Tosis is explaining pshat and Rashi. They don't, Tosis is not happy with the pshat, they say it's against the Gemara. What's taka the bira and Rashi? Rashi is against the Gemara. The Gemara here says, beferish, what are you going to do if she cuts off the zman? Gaziel zman. Gaziel is man, what are you going to do? So the Gemara says she'll still be off the hook. According to Rashi, you should have said, just like in Machkalei Lizman, Gaziel is man is the same thing. She'll cut off the top line. We don't know what this man is. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi. They say the din is not true. How do you understand Rashi, though? I don't understand. How do you understand the Rashi? If they wouldn't have made a takana de Rabbanon.
Isn't that the same shot in Rashi?
Tosis gives Pshat and Rashi, and they say that it's against the Gemara. Af agav, they explain. Af agav di loy tikkun zman motzel chafuya lo de misveka loy katlin alei. They wouldn't have made a takana; she would be off the hook. But Rashi holds in Yevamos hash to the tikkun zman imochlem gwen lcheskus says she be katlin alos. Tosis says it's all wrong because it's muchach and the Gemara here and Yud Zayin on the base against Rashi.
They ripped out this man. She stays on the
Chesed Seishes. But Minat Torah, they get this good. he can't give the woman an einish misa if he gave his wife a get that's kosher minat Torah. But the Rabbanan, they said, loitino asim. The Rabbanan said the get is no good. They didn't say the vlad is a mamzer. Shalosh yigidim sil nisa vlad kosher, even contra a mayor who holds a mishan be'er shetavacham migit na vlad mamzer. Even a mayor holds that this is an exception to the rule. So loitachacham for sure, it's a good get minat Torah. They didn't declare the get is no good minat Torah.
I
mean, the whole reason why she's off the hook, you have to read the two lines in Tosis together. It has to be Vitzir of the Cheskas Kashos. So now that you see something was erased, or you see that something was Gaziel Zman, something was cut off, you see that somebody tampered with the get, so you can no longer rely on that Cheskas Kashos. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it means. Then for sure you have to read the Tosis the way the Pnei Yeshua said. You can't read them as two different answers. You have to say it has to do with Cheskas Kashos. Yeah. Maybe that's what it means. And still Tosis thinks that it's not correct. You say with the Hezber that Tosis gave in Terashi, they say it's still against the Gemara. How can you explain the difference between Gaziel Isman in Mochka? The Gemara there in Yivam is talking about Mochka Lizman. Here the Gemara is talking about Gaziel Isman. She's going to cut it off with her scissors. Same thing. You're going to see that somebody tampered with the get. So if you say that the pshat is that the Cheskas Kashos is not so gevaldik over here, because someone tampered with the get, so it should be exactly the same. Whether Mochka Lizman or Gaziel Isman. So Tosfos says the taka does not change.
Kobi is right that if she there's a bigger chance of losing a Cheskas Kashos with a mechika than with a gazit.
Why?
Mechika means it was there and you deliberately erased it.
Mm-hmm.
Gaziel, we don't know what happened. It's just not there.
No, Gaziel, normally, you know, a get always starts. Bechad b'shab b'shiva yam l'chodesh v'ashtas chodesh l'shvam es. It has the date in the beginning, so. And then it says, Eich Pliny Omar Hireni Megarish Ishti.
Maybe the Bezin just didn't write his mouth.
Yeah,
so there's no Hechacha from
see,
there.
But you see that the get starts in the middle of the line. Someone cut off the top. You see that something was snipped off. You have a get, and it has a margin on the side, margin on the bottom. Then on the top, there isn't any margin, and starts in the middle of the line. So it's obvious that someone was Gaziel Isman. There used to be Isman and Gaziel Isman. That's what Tosis Tainus against Rashi. Shouldn't Gazia be the same as Mochkel Isman? So you want to say that Gazia means, if it's possible, to cut it off in a way that it won't be noticeable.
That's even what so, she can say that it got ripped. It's harder to say, you don't lose a Cheskas Kashos just because it's missing something on the top, as bad as you would lose your Cheskas Kashos from seeing that it's erased.
So she'll say that someone got rubbed out. I didn't do it. Maybe. Okay.
She says that she remains with Cheskas Eishasish because it's erased in the get. You have a suffix when she was Nistarsha. She was Nistarsha earlier, she hasn't get Nisa later. So if you have a get, so you say it's a suffix. But if you have a get with a reyes in it, then Cheskas Eishasish is stronger than the get with a reyes. Even though the reyes is only
a jindra bona,
because there was no
Zman,
it was ripped out.
Why is it?
Why go to Cheskas Eishasish?
Why? See, the Hezba that he gave before is good with this Pnei Yeshua's Ran. If you say like the Ran, the Tosis asked on Omer Aleph, if she has a Cheskas Eishasish, you should postpone the change till as late as possible. Assume she was married till the end. So why do you say that if they would have, before they made a Takana the Rabbanon, she would have not been Chayiv Misa? The Tosis says, why not? If she still have Cheskas Eishasish, and assume that Hashtuhu di Garsha. Tosis says, no, you have a chazoke, can I get chazoke? Other abukma becheskas kashrus. So he says, there's no cheskas kashrus, it's gaziel isman. Well, for mochkel isman, so there's no cheskas kashrus. Okay. Because you see that there's something fishy. If you have a race, it looks like someone tampered with it. So it's you can't say chazoke, can I get chazoke, that the cheskas kashrus offsets the cheskas eishasish. Yeah, what is the... So the Gemara gives the explanation why they made a takana of Zman beget Isha. Why they made a takana of Zman beget Isha mid the Rabbanon. And the Gemara says there in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph on the base why it didn't make any sense to make a takana of the Rabbanon that you should require Zman and Ishtar Kiddushin. the man is mekadosh b'shtar kiddushin, you don't need zman. And what about a shtar shichur rabbi k'nayini? So the Gemara says you do need zman. The Gemara Yibam says you do need zman. So that's what Tosfos wants to know. Yim taimar gabi shtar shichur lama tiknun bo zman. That's the second half of the Tosfos Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. If they might tiknun zman begitin, why do they institute the takana that a shtar shichur needs zman? So Tosfos answers the last three lines. V'yayim arid the tiknun zman and a shtar shichur rabbi k'nayini. D'iloy havi beiz zman. If the man has got a mishachad avikneini without his man, pamim shayhar the mocher avdoi, a man can sell his avid ivri to someone else. Racha kachkos will get shichur beloiz man. Vayoyim ha'evid le'rabba sheni, I say rash, ishtar mecha shalcha, kodem le'shichur. The odon only has, the first odon only has the right to be mishachad avikneini, calls man that he owns it. Once he sells the avikneini to someone else, the second odon is the balabos to decide to free him. But the first odon can no longer write ishtar shichur. So what are you going to do if the first Adon sold the Yavid Kleini to the second Adon after he sells him a month later, then he writes him a Shtar Shichur without his man, so you won't know when he was Meshachrahim. Was he Meshachrahim while he still owned him, before he sold him to the other fellow? In which case the sale to the other fellow was not valid, the Yavid Kleini goes free. Or did he do a Gnevish act over here? He gave a Shtar Shichur to the Yavid Kleini after he already sold him to the second Adon, in which case the Shtar Shichur is not meaningful. So what would the din be if you're not sure? What would the din be if you're not sure? So Tosfos by the Eishes Ish, Tosfos discussing you're not sure. So on the one hand you say, but then you say, you don't say that because it's a chazoka, can a chazoka cheskas kashrus contradicts it. Either chazoka cheskas kashrus or ruba deleisa kamon that we spoke about yesterday. Two ways to understand that's a pnei yeshu also. Two ways to understand what does cheskas kashrus mean. But over here, what would the din be over here? By Eved Kenaini, you're not sure if the Eved Kenaini belongs to the second Adon, or the Eved Kenaini is free. So it's a deter between the second Adon and the Eved Kenaini. We don't know whether I'm Meshubit, I'm the Eved Kenaini. We don't know, am I Meshubit to work for the second Adon, or am I a free man? So Tosfos says, whenever you have a deter in Mamanus and you have a Suffolk, so you say, I'm with the Machaber Aleph Hara, whoever is Muksuk wins. So that's what Tosfos says. The Eved can tie it to the second Adon. Because the Eved is muchzuk biatzmo, and the lekech is bala hotzi mimenu hashibud. The Adon Sheni is the moitzi. So hamoitzi mechaver all of harayim. By the get the isha, you can't say like that. By the Eved Kenaini, it's simply a case of dini mamonos. If you understand why they had to make a takana de rabbanon of Zman. If they wouldn't have made the Takana the Rabbanon of Zman and the Shtar Shichrur, the Odon Rishon could have cheated the Odon Sheni, the Lakeach, by writing in Shtar Shichrur Shein Bo Zman after selling him to the Odon Sheni. And then if there would be a Dintar between the Odon Sheni and the Yevit, so the Yevit would be Muchzak B'Yatzmo, and he would win the Dintar.
Should this be like a Tfisa Lachash Melad HaSafik? You're not about the Muchzak on yourself because we don't know that you're Meshuchr.
No, we always assume the Ebed, whenever there's a Sufik, the Ebed is always Muchzagan himself. We always assume the Ebed is Muchzagan himself. Why is it Lachashanel HaSufik? He's Muchzag at the time. The latest HaSufik is now. The Ebed is Moitzi Yashtar Shichur, the Shein Bozman. So now is the latest HaSufik. At the moment of the latest HaSufik, he's Muchzagan himself. The Ebed is always Muchzagan himself. That's Tvisa B'Shas, latest HaSufik. Not Tvisa Lachashanel HaSufik. Tvis Lachshanel HaSafik means when the latest HaSafik occurred, Reuven was Muchzak. And we would have had a Dintar then, we would have passed in favor of Reuven. And now Shimon grabbed it. So now the Shail is, do we change the Psak because Shimon did a Tvis Lachshanel HaSafik? Or do we say no? Since whoever was Muchzak B'Shas latest HaSafik, that passed us. But here, this is the Muchzak B'Shas latest HaSafik. He is the Muchzak.
This case seems to just be a gzera, a regular case of a shtar mezuyif. Meaning, the first guy after he sells it, he has no bias in the end. He's just writing the shtar mezuyif.
Yeah, he's a
crook. By the husband, I'm saying he still has a right to be megarish, even basa choso. He has a right to be megarish right now. So
yeah.
He's just writing the get without
zman. But it's also shtick. He's also he wants to give his wife a get now because he knows that she's really chayiv misa.
Right.
So he's going to give her a get now with ein bo zman in order to create a suffix.
Right, I mean, he's
also,
creating, so,
it's a criminal act.
To create a suffix, it's not even, there's no power in the shtar, he has no power.
Okay, but it's also a criminal act. the Baal is trying to give his wife a get after she was Mazana to get her off the hook, which is not right. Which is Shaloi Kedin. The din is that she is Chayv Misa. I mean, this is worse. Here's Mamsha Ganav, and there he's a half a Ganav. He has a right, the husband has a right to give his wife a get, but he's trying to give his wife a get and make believe that she was Nizgarsha before she was Mazana. That's also a criminal act. The Gemara says, "Biyata rami kebecha." The Gemara says in the first daf in the last Perek and Chulin, "Biyata rami kebecha" is the din that was supposed to help out the district attorney give the death penalty to all the people on Chayv Misa, not supposed to harbor a criminal. So if the husband knows that his wife deserves Einish Misa, so he should not do such a shtick. So what does the Mishnah say? If you have a get mukdam, has an earlier date, that's pasul midirabbanan. Why? Because the whole reason why they instituted zman and a get is either because shemichapa basal chayzoi or mishum peiris. If you have an earlier date, then it's true. So then it's going to be mechapa basal chayzoi. It's going to come out that that the wife will claim that she was nizgarsha already a month earlier, a day earlier. And if the husband was really entitled to the peris nitz and melug until the time of the nesinus haget, and the wife is going to have a get that has a zman muktam in it, so she'll be moitzi from the lukuchas shalekidin. She'll claim that she was nizgarsha earlier. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha if a get muktam is no good because it has the wrong zman. That's what the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah. That's Machlag Zab Shimon in the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that Nichta Bayom and Echta Malayla is possible because Layla is a different date and it's not the correct Zman. It has the Zman Aksiva, but that's irrelevant. It has to have the Zman Hachasima. So if a Get Mukdam is no good because it has the wrong Zman, so a Get Mukha should also be no good because you're causing the wife to lose. The wife is really entitled to peres nitz meluk from the minute that the husband gave her the get, and if he gives her a get with a later date, so then you're being mopsed the wife. The Tosis is bothered with a kasha. There is a beferish gemara in Bava Basra that says that a get meuchor is good, and that's the kasha. Tosis reish lakish hamushim peres. They say the second line v'im time a get meuchor yifasel mehay taima. A get meuchor should be possible for the same reason. The per get poshim meuchach de kosher. Where does it say that it's kosher? The Yom get mekusher. Shekos v'edav mitocho. A get mekusher, normally, what's a get mekusher? You write a few lines, you write one or two lines, then you fold it over and you sew it up, and then the Eidim, an Eid Echad signs on the back. Then you write another couple of lines, you fold it over and you sew it up, then the second Eid signs on the back. The Eidim always sign on the back. And a get poshut is a shtar poshut, where everything is written on one side, and the Eidim sign on the bottom. So the Gemara says, get mekusha shekos v'edim mitoch, instead of the edim signing on the back, to sign on the front. So the Gemara says that it's kosher. How can it be kosher? So let it be a get poshut. So Tosis Tainis, but if it's going to be a get poshut, vaz yeh meuchor, why? Because in a get mekusha they had a strange practice. They've been mekusha amrino hasim, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, molach shana monim lo shtayim. You always write how many years it is since the king was appointed, since the melech was appointed. So in a get mekusha, they had a strange practice. They would always add on an extra year. And then when they would bring the get, the shtar to Bezdin, and they try to figure out when does a get given, so you always know if it's a get mekusha, it has a date a year later than it really was. Like the Mishnais have in the beginning of Ksubis in the first pair. Let's say a woman gets married, and they write in Ksuba, the husband obligates himself $5 million of Tosefes Ksuba. So in some countries, the minig was that they multiplied by 10. They really meant 10% of that. So you have to take 10 cents. Instead of $5 million, he meant $500,000. It didn't really mean $5 million. Or some countries multiplied by 1,000. Okay, so you got to divide by 1,000 when it's time to collect. Whatever the minhag hamdina is, so that's how you interpret the Loshon HaShtar. So that not only do you interpret the amount of money like that, you interpret the date as well like that. If you have a get mekushar, so molach shana, if the king was in office for 1 year, monim lo shtayim, you write 2 years, So if you take a get pashut and then instead of take a get mekusha, instead of having the Adam sign on the back, they sign on the front, and they make it into a get pashut, so it's going to have a later date. It's going to have a date from next year. And we're not going to realize. They won't realize that it started off as a get mekusha, that they should know to adjust the date, that they should know that it really meant a year earlier. So it doesn't come out, it's going to be a get meuchar. So a get meuchar doesn't have the wrong zman. So some Rishonim said, the Ran says on this Gemara, the Ran on our Gemara says in the back, on the Riv, that that Gemara in Get Poshut, Baba Basadav Kusamach, says Get Mekusha, Shkosu Eid Metocho, Koshman Hashach, says Get Poshut. He thinks that it's talking about a Get Mekusha doesn't mean a Get Isha. He thinks it goes on a Shtar Halvoa. The word Get means a Shtar. What's the din if you have a Shtar Halvoa that's Meuchar? So the Mishnah says in Shvius, in the end of Shvius, it says when Shemitah comes to an end, so then all the debts are cancelled, unless you make a Prusbul. But you have to make the prusbul after you already lent the money to someone else. Can't make the prusbul before you lent the money. The whole idea of prusbul is moisus shteros of the bezin. So let's say I already lent money to many different people, and then I write a prusbul. Instead of writing today's date, I write last month's date. So I'm cheating myself. If I would write today's date, it would include all of the halvos that I made until today. If I write last month's date, so the prusbul isn't going to cover the halvos that I made in the last month. So the Mishnah says a prusbul that's mukdam is kosher. You're losing out. The malva is cheating himself. What if he's going to write a prusbul meuchar? He goes to the bezin and it's a half a year before let's say it's Pesach time, and when it's going to come Rosh Hashanah, it'll be the end of the Shnas Hashmita. Pesach and middle of Shnas Hashmita. When it comes Rosh Hashanah, Sof Shnas Hashmita, then all the debts will be cancelled. So instead of writing a Pesach Digaday, he writes Erev Rosh Hashanah of Matzoi Shnas Hashmita. So he's including in the Prusbul all the Havos that he didn't even make yet. That's not legitimate. So the Mishnah says that a Prusbul Me'uchar is possible, because it's including more Havos. He's being Moshesh Terosu Lebezan on Havos that he didn't even make yet. So that's not legitimate. A Prusbul Amukdam is kosher. So the Mishnah says, and by Shtar Halvo, it's just the reverse. If you have, let's say, I borrow $1,000 and I write, I owe you $1,000, kol nechasam shibadim lachov zeh, and instead of writing today's date, I write a later date. So if I write a later date, so I'm being mafsid you. If I would write today's date, you would have a shib nechasam on all the karkos that I have right now. If I write a later date, so whatever karkos I'll sell before this man hakosov in the Shtar Halvo, whatever will be sold will not be covered with the Shiva Nechasim. So a Shtar Me'uchar, Shtarichav HaMe'ucharim Aksherim, you're being mafsid the Malve. The Malve is not going to have the full Shiva Nechasim that he's really entitled to. So if the Malve is masking to this, so you can write a Shtarichav HaMe'uchar. You can't write a Shtarichav Mukdam. I'm not allowed to write a Shtarichav today. I'm going to write the date from a year ago. Maybe there are karkos that I owned in the course of the last year that I sold. So if I give a shtar halvoa today, those karkos will not be included in the shim lechosim. I'm going to write a zman from earlier, so I'm cheating the lekuchas. It's going to be upset in the lekuchas. So the Mishnah draws this contrast, that whatever is a mugdom is possible by a shtar halvoa, and by a prusbul it is good. And a meuchar is kosher by a shtar halvoa, and it's possible by a prusbul. So the Mishnah in Shvius, in the end of Shvius, talks about prusbul, that writes, what's kosher by a get is possible by prusbul, what's possible by get is kosher by prusbul, opposites. So that Mishnah is talking about kosher by get, what's possible by get, doesn't mean a get isha. It's talking about a get, a shtar halvoah. So that's what the Ran says on our daf. Maybe that Gemara in Bava Basra that Tosis quotes, that a get meuchar is kosher, that's the Lashon Gemara, get meuchar is kosher. The Lashon Gemara is a get mekushar. Shechasma Eidav Mitocha, instead of Eidim signing on the back, like a get mekusha, they signed on the front, is kosher. So Tosis points out, but since the minig was Malach Shana Manolosh Tayim, if it's a shtar mekusha, they write an extra year. So when you bring the shtar mekusha to Bezin, you have to figure out what it means. You have to interpret what this man is. So if the Eidim are going to sign in the front, we're not going to interpret it properly. So we're going to think that it's Mu'uchar. So don't you see that a get Mu'uchar is kosher? So the Ran says, yeah, a get Mu'uchar means a shtar Mu'uchar. Shtar hava Mu'uchar. That means, oh, there's a Mishnah. Shtar hava ha-migdamim psulim ha-mukharim sherim. It doesn't necessarily mean, the Gemara Barabasa Dav Kusamach is not necessarily talking about a get-get. It's not talking about a get-isha. It's talking about a get-halvor. But Tosis understood it's talking about a get-isha. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha, that just like the Tanakam in our Mishnah says that a get-mugdom is possible because the both considerations are violated, the consideration of Rabbi Yochanan Shemichap al Basachoso. He gives a get today and he writes last year's man. That's exactly what we don't want. Shemichapa basachoso. Well, he's going to give a get today and write last year's man. And the wife is going to go to the lekuchas of what peris from the husband in the course of the last year. And she's going to get back the peris, claiming that she was already divorced a year ago. And it's not true. She was just divorced today. And up until today, the husband was entitled to the peris. So if you have a get mukdom, it's possible because it violates the two considerations, the two reasons why they instituted his man. So Tosfos says the same thing if you have a get me'uchar. What's going to be with a get me'uchar? A get me'uchar is not going to help for Shem Yichap al Basachoso, but it's going to cause havoc as far as money is concerned. Which money? The husband is mechuyev mezonos ishto up until the time that he divorces her. So he, what's the din, let's say, if the wife had to borrow money in order to buy mezonos, the husband didn't give his wife any mezonos. So the wife had lobs of yochla, the wife had to borrow money. And then the husband, later on, she brings him to the door. She said, I had to borrow money, so you have to pay up. So what if the husband gives her a get today? She's already in this garsha today. So he's no longer mechuyevim zeneseho. So then the wife is going to borrow money in the course of the next year in order to get mezonos. And then the husband gave her a get that has a later date. He really was megarisha today. But he gives her a get that has a date from a year from now. So she'll claim, I was still married until, she'll wait a year. And after the year is up, she claimed the husband just divorced me after the year. And all the money that I borrowed in the course of the past year, husband has to pay up because we were still married as a chayv and mezonos. And it's not true, the husband had already divorced her earlier. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, just like we pasal a get mugdom because it has the wrong zman. So we should pasal a get mu'uchar also because you're going to be mafsid the husband over there. Because you'll make the husband pay for the lobs of yochla for the mezonos. So Tosfos says it's not true. Tosfos in the Rosh Hashanah says it's not true. When the husband gives his wife a get and it has a date from a year from now, the get doesn't take effect till a year from now. It's not that the get is chal now and the wife will be able to cheat the husband to make him pay up all the halvos. No, the get won't be chal until a year from now. The get won't be chal till a year from now. So the husband will be mechuyev to pay them the mezainis until the end of the year.
According to the Ron, how can you have a get mekusher by momenos? The whole idea of get mekusher is for the kohen.
The motivation why the rabbis instituted such a practice of a get mekusher, the Gemara, is because of the hadhat kohanim, that we wanted to slow down the process of divorce. But Lamai said they had get mekusher by the shtari momen also. They found them in the caves in Eretz Yisrael, and they have in Tanakh. The Gemara says that's the story in the Haftarah Parshas Behar. A Sefer HaGolev, a Sefer HaChasim. He gave him two stories when Yirmiyah bought the field from his cousin. He was buying a field, so he gave him a Shtar Mekusha and a Shtar Posha. And the Gemara talks about Shtari Halvoa, also. Shtari Halvoa, get Mekusha. You're right. What motivated the Chachamim in the first place to make that Takana, according to the Gemara, is because of the Kohanim, they'll divorce their wives, they won't be able to take them back again. So they wanted to slow down the process, it takes twice as long. But once they instituted get mekusha, so it was even instituted by shtar momen as well. So the balatosa says v'yomeri that no one's going to lose anything if he gave a get with a later date, even though he says to the wife hariyat megureshesli hariyat megureshes meni me'achshav right meteres alchalad me'achshav. But it says in this it says in the get this man from a year from now. So the Ribala Tosfos and the Rosh, they say the get this can't be chal until a year from now.
Even according to
yeah, that's what he said, because since it has this man in the get, it says beferish in the get not so. Let's say it says in the get, Haret Megoresh is men b'haret iat muteris l'shum adam. It says not. Or harem teres lachalim chutz mepliny. So that's not good. Then he says bal peva harem teres lachalodam and forget what it says in the get. So the Gemara says he can't say forget what it says in the get. If it says in the get chutz mepliny, it's not going to help what it's going to say bal peva. The get contradicts it. So Tosis claims the same is true regarding zman. If you give a get that has a later zman, the mumucher ain't a bal mafsid peres mishas lachasim and mishas roy legarshan. It's not roy ain't a gershan chalim al zman. That's how Tosis says. The Rambam and the Ravid both disagree. The Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchos Gerushin, they both hold that even though the get has a zman meuchar, if you say you're being megarish now, so she becomes misgareshes as of now. And it has a late zman, so there's going to be a hepsid. There's going to be a hepsid of mezainis. The wife can claim falsely that the husband is still chayv mezainis till the end. Or the husband will be able to cheat. The husband will be able to cheat the wife. The wife is really entitled to peres nechsim melug today, starting from today, because he gave her the get today. And based on the get, she won't be able to get peres nechsim melug until a year from now. So the Rambam says that a get mu'uchar is just like a get mukdam is possum of the Rabbanon. So a get mu'uchar is also possum of the Rabbanon. That's how the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Gerish and Halacha Chav Hei. Halacha Chav Dalet, he writes, they made a takana you have to have Eidi Chasima, and they also made a takana that you have to have Zman. And then he says, Halacha Chav Hei, if you have a get that's either mukdam or mu'uchar, in either case is no good. A get mukdam or mu'uchar is no good. Because it's gonna be in violation of these two considerations. And the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam on this one score. He says, Omar Rav Kosova Ravid Zal, To b'mu'ucher. He says, what's wrong? A mu'ucher is good. Let's say a malva lends $1,000 to the loive, and the loive gives the malva shtar halvoa, and it has a later date. So the Mishnah is saying the end of Shvi'is, Shtar Mugdam is possible, because it's going to be mafsid. If I borrow the money today, and I make a Shin Mechassim today, and I write a date from a year ago, so you'll be able to, the Malva will be able to be Torah from the Lekucha Shaloi Kedin. Whoever bought the field for me in the course of the last year, the Shin Mechassim doesn't begin till today. And if I wrote his man from a year ago, I can't make a Shin Mechassim ex post facto. So the malva may collect from the nechas mishibadim from the lekucha shalai kedin. That's why the Mishnah says that shtorichav hamukdam and psulim hamukharim sheirim. If he gives a shtar chayv, that's mukhar. So he's not giving the malva the full shib nechas. Malva only has the shib nechas starting from a year from now. So the Ravid says the same is true by a get. If the husband gives his wife a get meuchar, the woman is misgareshes taken from the yad, like the Rambam wrote. But the husband is still entitled to the peris nitzim alug. Ani omer she'oichal es peris seho adoso azman. So that's what the Rosh has a whole discussion why he's not happy with this raven. The Rosh on this Gemara has a discussion. And the raven has a taina against the Rambam. If the Rambam is right, they're both again mukdam and again mu'uchar is possible. They're both possible. So how come in the Mishnais in the end of Shvi'is, why doesn't it say so? It says pruzbal hamukdam is kosher, but hamu'uchar is possible. And ishtachoyv hamukdam is possible and mu'uchar is kosher. The opposite, kosher but pruzbal kosher, kosher but pruzbal possible but shtar, kosher but shtar possible but pruzbal. And then it doesn't say about the get isha. So he tainas, according to the Rambam, it should have said that a get isha, they move the main mucha puzzle. Kirikon mafle, the pruzbal. Maybe it's only because by pruzbal we want to distinguish between a mukdam and a mucha. By shtachah we want to distinguish between the two. Here by a get isha, the Rambam holds that they're both puzzle. A get shembo zman is possum of the Rabbanon. So he says both a mukdam and a mu'uchar has the wrong zman. So they're both possum of the Rabbanon. So what's exactly the right? It's kasha, I'm not sure. He claims that the get is kasha, not like the Rambam. The right says, I think the get mu'uchar is kasha. There's nothing wrong with Shim ha yapasol, if the Rambam is right that a get mu'uchar is possible because it's going to be upsated the lukuchas, upsated the balichoyven or something. So he says, why doesn't it say so in the Mishnah? Lo nishtametanu v'lisanye. V'leima, let it say, the begitin be mukdam amyuchar pasol, as the Mishnah distinguishes by Prusma. Maybe that's exactly the answer. The Mishnah in the end of Shavis only gives you where there's a distinction. A Prusma we distinguish between mukdam amyuchar, shtachoy we distinguish between Mukdam and Miyuch in the opposite direction from a Kuzma and a Geti, should we pass on both of them? Maybe that's what the Mishnah doesn't mention. That's the right, it's tiny against the Ram. So he thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that the Get Meuchar is Chal right now. Same as the Ram. The Get Meuchar Benator is Chal right now. But the Ram thinks that it's possible the Rabban because it has the wrong Zman and make a matter Hepsid Mammon. So the right thinks that there's no Hepsid Mammon. Just like a Shtar Choyd Meuchar. The loive is only making the shivin chasim starting from a year from now. He's not making the shivin chasim now. So here also, the husband is reserving the right to keep peres nifsim maluk for an additional year. Does he have a right to reserve the right? That's what the rush is. Who gives him the right? Did the wife agree to this? The rush says, if the husband says to his wife, I want to divorce you, but I want to be still entitled to get peres nifsim maluk for another year. So if the wife agrees, gives him to hay. But the husband often gives the get bal korcha to the wife. What do you mean? Because the husband gives the get bal korcha and he writes a later date? So he's entitled to keep the teres for another year. Who says? That's what the Rosh Tain is against the writer. He doesn't know why he says like that. Who says that the wife agreed to this deal? That the husband should be entitled to continue eating the teres for another year. Ados hazman. They don't go with ksubas ados hazman. She's not entitled to collect the ksuba until the year is up. It's considered kamisha hisnima. Yeah, the question is, did she agree though? If she's already divorced as of today, so why shouldn't she be entitled to collect the ksuba today?
What about if there is no zman? Would the Rambam agree that it's possible in the Rabbana?
Yeah, he quotes the Mishnah Peivav that it's possible in the Rabbana. Yeah, correct. From our Mishnah, you can't. That's where we start off. The Ran says, from our Mishnah, you can't really tell that there's a takana de rabbana that you have to have zman. Our Mishnah just says if it's a mukdam, it's possible, but it doesn't say ein bazman is possible. So the Gemara says b'teimat tik the zman begitin. How they know that there is a takana? That's based on the Mishnah in peivavim eral that says a get ein bazman yesh alaved ein bazman is possible de rabbana. So you see from that Mishnah that there is a takana de rabbana that you require zman. And ein bazman is possible de rabbana. Yeah.
Why isn't ein bazman possible as ein shek?
Mukdam.
Yeah.
I mean, our Mishnah, a Shtar Mukdam, should be possible because they're signing Eid Sheker. It should be unrelated to the Takana de Rabban. Ein Bozman is a different thing. It should be no good Menatero. I don't know. We assume it's not so. We assume it's only a psul de rabbanon.
Shiva says it's good.
Yeah. No, he says it's the correct man. He says it's
correct man for parents.
He says the whole relevance. Yeah, the whole relevance of the zman is only for parents, because on the level of the raisa, you don't need zman. You only need zman mid the rabbanon because of parents, and this is the correct man vis-a-vis the parents. So you're asking, let it be Eidus Sheker. Let's say, is there an Isser Eidus Sheker? A person gives a Haggadah Eidus. In the middle of Haggadah Eidus, he says, and it happened that I was talking on the telephone when he borrowed the money, and my daughter told me that it was snowing in the Golan. What has it got to do? But he says, he borrowed money over here in New York. He says, and I remember my daughter, and it turns out that that's a lie. He wasn't talking on the telephone, and it wasn't snowing in the Golan. It wasn't raining in Eretz Yisrael. Is that called Eidus Sheker? If it's something that's not relevant, if you write this man and they get, there's no need to write Zman. The only relevance of writing Zman, let's say if you write Zman in a Prusbul, it's relevant. You got to know which halvois are included. If you write Zman in the Shtah halvois, it's relevant. You have to know when does the Shim Nechosim begin. If you write Zman in the Get, it's not needed. It's irrelevant. So whatever the relevance is, if it's relevant when you get to Paris, so then according to Reb Shimon, he loses the Paris from the time that they wrote. From the time from the time of Ksivas Aget, he already loses the Paris. So that's considered the right Zman. If you write the wrong Zman and it's not relevant, so apparently that's not called Eidus Sheker. It's irrelevant. Whatever's irrelevant is not nitfa, says the Haggadah Seder. It's not. Get played at these things, other things, irrelevant things. Apparently. Yeah, it is a chiddush. There is a Gemara in the first perek in Tosfos on the base quotes this. Achas and Sina. Tosfos quotes from Bava Metzia Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Bava Metzia discusses the Mishnah in Bava Basra. It says in the end of Bava Basra, Kosh Mishtar Loiva Afal Pishain Malve Imoy. Let's say the Loiva, a poor man plans to borrow $1,000 from a wealthy man. He wants to go Chapam in Shul, and he wants to ask him, could you please lend me $1,000? So the wealthy man will say, yeah, give me your star. Give me your star that you owe me $1,000 and I'll lend you the money. I don't want to trust you on your own. So the guy has to write your star then. So let's say he's not going to be ready to write your star. The wealthy man has to run to the business. He has no time. If he would give him the star now, he would pull out $1,000 bill and lend him the money now. So the loiva goes to the aid and he tells him, tomorrow morning I'm going to pester Pliny that he should lend me $1,000. He may or may not lend me the money. I want to have a star ready in case he'll be in a happy mood after Shacharis to lend me the $1,000, I'll be able to give him the shtar, I'll be able to give him the $1,000. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in the end of Bava Basra, Kosem shtar l'loi rafal peishein malve imoy. So the Gemara asks in Bava Metzia Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, how do you permit that? Velechish, why aren't we concerned? Shema koso lilvas benissen v'loi lova atishrei. Maybe the potential loiva who wants to borrow the money from the malve, maybe he'll get the Adam to sign a star now and listen, and he'll try his luck every day. The wealthy man doesn't come to shul every day. The poor man doesn't come to shul every day either. And sometimes the wealthy man leaves early, sometimes the poor man leaves early. So it took him 6 months from Nissan until Tishrei till he finally got him. They were both in shul, and he got him in a good mood, and he lent him the money, and he's going to give him the star. So the star is going to say that the Sheshib and the star says as man of Nissan. And he didn't really lend him the money until Tishrei. He didn't give over the star until Tishrei. If he doesn't give the shtar until Tishrei, so it's a shtar chayv hamukdam, and a shtar chayv hamukdam is possible. So how would the Edom allowed to? How can the Edom sign such a shtar with a potential loiva? The loiva wants to borrow the money. He may cause a hepsit for the lekuchas. He's not going to be stupid. The loiva is not going to give the shtar to the mal unless he lends him the $1,000. But it may turn out that he'll only hand over the shtar 6 months later, then it's going to come out that it's a shtachoyv hamugdam, and the malva will be able to be moitzi from the lukucha shaloi kedin. This is the Gemara's problem. How can the Edom sign a shtar? It may come out a hefsid for the lukucha. If it may come out a hefsid for the loiva, so the loiva is prepared to take that hefsid. But here the loiva may cause a hefsid to lukucha. So how do you allow that? So the Gemara gives two answers. One answer the Gemara gives there in Bava Metzia is B'shtori Aknaisa. We only allow it if it says V'kanina minei, and we the undersigned made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, that there's a Sheba Nechasim, take it from Yad. B'shtori Aknaisa. So even if it's true that he doesn't hand over the loiva, doesn't hand the potential loiva, the candidate to serve as a loiva, doesn't hand over the Shtar Hava until Tishrei, 6 months later, but if he gives him over the shtar and tishrei, then it will be a gloy milsalem afreya that the shim milchasim began as of nissen, because that's what it means. The konamine. What do you have to make a kabbalah skinyan when the malva gives the money to the loiva? So he owes him the money. What do you need a kabbalah skinyan? The answer is kabbalah skinyan is to accomplish there should be a shim milchasim take it from miyad, not take it from miyad if the malva doesn't lend him any money. The loiva doesn't want to accept any obligation. No shim aguf. No shim nechasim means if there will be a halvah, if sometime in the future, if a year from now, if the malva will actually lend them the money, so then the kabbalah's kinyan that the Eidah made today accomplishes it zochel the odm shleib b'fonov. They're making the shim nechasim today on behalf of the malva. The malva is interested in having wasmer. He wants to have more shim nechasim. So that's one answer. That's how we pass the halacha. Then the Gemara gives another answer. Abai says Eidah bachsumav zochel loy. Abaye says, even if you didn't have shtori aknaisa, even if it doesn't say the kanina minei, that we the undersigned made the kabbalah's kinyan today, that if in the future, any time in the future, the malva will lend the money, shimachas begins from today, even with that shtori aknaisa, we still say eid bachzuma of zachin loy. So most of the Rishonim, they're not paschal like Abai. Most of the Rishonim hold that we don't accept Eid of Achzim Uzachlo. The Rosh there, the Rosh quotes in Bava Metzia, Dat Yigimel, Taisus in the Rosh quote that the Ri Azok in Bala Taisus is paschal like Abai, and we don't accept that opinion. We paschal, you don't say Eid of Achzim Uzachlo. But what does this mean, Eid of Achzim Uzachlo? What does that mean? See, here there's a major machloikis of Rishonim. This is why Rav Soloveitchik was turned off in Bava Metzia, because of this machlokes HaRishonim. He thought, as a little child before Bava Metzia, he thought the Eid of Achzim HaBzachonlo has something to do with Eid of Chasim HaKarsa. He thought you can only say Eid of Achzim HaBzachonlo if you hold like Rav Meir, that Eid of Chasim HaKarsa. What does one have to do with the other? According to Rav Meir, the Eid of Chasima complete the shtar. So it completes the Chefza, the shtar. The shtar doesn't begin to function unless you give it up. You have to have Tfisas Bala Shtar. The Das HaMeschayiv has to authorize the writing of the shtar, then he has to give it over to the other party. We call the other party, the one to whom it's given is the Bala Shtar. The one who writes it is the Das HaMeschayiv. The one to whom he gives it is the Bala Shtar. So true, you have to have Tfisas Bala Shtar. If the Loiva doesn't hand it over to the Malva, the shtar doesn't get off the ground. But once he does give it over, then Abaye says, Eidah b'chsum avzachin loy, the shtar accomplishes its koyach of kinyan by shtari kinyan, he says this. Abaye says, by all shtari kinyan, it's Eidah b'chsum avzachin loy, the kinyan takes effect from the time that it was completed. You don't have to wait till the actual mesiras hashtar. The shtar is kainah from the time that it became a cheftza of a shtar. If there will be a mesiras hashtar later, then it will be kainah lemafreya from the time that it came into existence as a shtar. So this is on the assumption that Eidah b'chsum avzachin loy is an extension of Eidah chasim akarsi. Yeah, who says this? The Malchamas. The Ramban of Malchamas says like this. The Malchamas in the end of Gittin. The Malchamas is trying to prove that the Rif and the Ramam the Goyim are right. We had a machlekes on Dav Dalet Amid Aleph, and it's repeated over here on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Natam says that according to Rav Meir, who holds Eidah Chasim HaKarsi, but Rav Meir has to admit that you have to have Eidah Mesir. When you give a ring for Kiddushin, you have to have Eidah Lekiyum Adover. Ein Lecha Adover Shebiyav Epoches Mushnayim. You need Eidah Lekiyum Adover by Kiddushin. So that's what Tosis writes on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, in the middle of the Tosis, Ad Shas Nesina. So they have a few words in brackets, and then after that they quote, Afilu the Ramei, Roimer Rabbeinu Tam, Debinu Deidem Esir, Dein Dovah Shebe Arbe Pochus Mishnayim. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said on Dav Dalan Amin Aleph. Even Ramei agrees. Even Ramei says that Eidah Chasim HaKarsi, he agrees you have to have Deidem Esir. So when Rav Lozer disagrees with Ramei, And he says that Eidei Mesira Karsi, so the Rabbi Natam learned Eidei Mesira Karsi means only Eidei Mesira Karsi. It's not shaykh to say either Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira. Rav Meir is always more machman than Rav Lozer. Rav Meir holds you need Eidei Chasima to make him into a shtal or shvi yishtara. Then you need Eidei Mesira for the Dovah Shebi'erva. So it's not shaykh to say, according to Rav Lozer, af Eidei Mesira Karsi. You can't say either. You can either do like Rav Meir or do like Rav Lozer. Well, you do like Rav Meir, you need two sets of Eidim. Do like Rav Lozer, you only need one set of Eidim. Or you need a Eidim Mesira. So because the Rabbi Natam Lishitasa, because Rabbi Natam says Eidim, even according to Rav Meir, you require Eidim Mesira because of the Dovah Shebi'erva, and Dovah Shebi'erva Pochas Mishnayim. So he's forced into assuming his other pshat that Rav Lozer disagrees totally with Rav Meir. He can't say Af Eidim Mesira Kas. The Rif disagrees with the first premise, but the major premise of the Rabbi Natam. The first premise of the Rabbi Natam, that according to Rab Meir, that you need Eidah Chasima, you certainly also need Eidah Mesira, because Dov Shebi'erva needs Shnayim. So the Rif disagrees with that. He says, not true. According to Rab Meir, the Rif and the Rambam and the Goinim, if you have Eidah Chasima, according to Rab Meir, there's no need for Eidah Mesira. Aye, what happened to Dov Shebi'erva? So whatever the answer is, the Rishonim gave two different answers. So once you say like that according to Rab Meir, if you have Eidah Chasima, you don't need Eidah Mesira. So then you're free to say the other step of the Rif, that according to Rav Lozer, Rav Lozer didn't disagree totally with Rav Meir. It's not that Rav Meir says left and he says right. Rav Meir says Eidech Simikasa. Rav Losa says, yeah, what you said is okay and what I said is also okay. You can either have Afeidech Misirikasa. You can either your root is good or my root is good. Two valid forms of shtar. Two valid forms. So the Ramban and the Melchamis at the end of Gittin wants to prove that the Rif is right. So he says, what does Abaye hold on the Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Loza? Does Abaye hold like Rav Meir? We know what we hold. On Dalad and Aleph, the Gemara says, this is years after Abaye. After Abaye already passed away a long time. So the Gemara says, Kaimalan Hilchasak Rav Loza Begitten. And then Taisa says, not only Hilchasak Rav Loza Begitten, Mushum the Meir Hacha Begitten, Hacha Gitna Halacha Kemasa Abishar Shtaris. So Taisa proves from Sanhedrin, Humatanta, from Sanhedrin Dav Chav Ches, we pass like Rav Loza Bein Begitten, Bein Mishar Shtaris. Fine. But what does Abaye hold? What does Abaye hold? So Abaye, so Tosis on Yud Zayin and Aleph gives you the Bikiyas. On Yud Zayin and Aleph, Dibra Maschel Nipnimat Tiktu Zman Begitten. So it says in parentheses, Sanhedrin Dav Chav Ches. So Tosis writes, the Beperik Zabor Sanhedrin Dav Chav Ches on the base Mashma, the Abai Sobek Rav Loza. Dabar Eidem is Dira Karsi. Abai holds like Rav Loza. And then Abai is the one who says, Eidem Bachzum of Zochenlo. So how is that possible? If Abai holds like Rabbi Lozor, that Eidem is Sira Karsi, if Eidem Bachzum of Zochenlo is a takeoff on Shitas Rav Meir, that Eidem Hasima Karsi, Lashvui Yishtore, when the Eidem Hasima is signed, makes it into a star. So then Rav Meir says like that, so he says, true, you need Tvisas Balashtar later. Once you have Tvisas Balashtar, that's the condition. Once you have Tvisas Balashtar, then the kinyan of the shtar takes effect. When you created a chetza of the shtar, b'shas chasima. So this is only shaykh if you hold like Rav Meir. How can Abaye, who holds like Rav Elozer, Eidim Mesir Karsi, how can he say Eidim Bachsum of Zochenloi? This is the Ramban's question. The Ramban says it's a right that the riff is right. That even if you hold like Rav Elozer, that Eidim Mesir Karsi, it's af Eidim Mesir Karsi. If you have Eidim Chasim, it's also good. So if you have Eidech Hasima, that's Lashvi Yishtor, that makes it into a shtar. There's one root, and then you won't need Eidech Masir. If you have Eidech Masir, you don't need Eidech Hasima. Either this or that. The Ramban quotes this as a hoichoche, that even Rav Lozer, who holds Eidech Masir Karsa, will agree to Rav Meir, that it's af Eidech Masir Karsa. If you have Eidech Hasima, it's also good, because otherwise the whole Eidech Hasima Zochno doesn't get off the ground, doesn't make any sense. Tosis doesn't agree with that Ramban. Tosis holds a coin to Rav Lozer. Tosis here on Amid Beis repeats this Rabbi Natam and the big Tosis Yud Zayin on the base, Achas Nesina. Then a Tosis Amid Aleph also, if they might take this man begitten. Tosis is assuming that Rabbi Loza does not hold like Rabbi Meir. If you hold like Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasim Makaris, you need both. Two sets of Eidei. Eidei Chasim Allah, Shavu Yishtar, and Eidei Mesira, the Dovah should be Erev. If you hold like Rabbi Loza, you don't need two sets of Eidei. Rabbi Loza is Mekel. All you need is one set of Eidei. So Abaye subscribes to Rabbi Loza Shit, Eidei Mesira Karsi, and nonetheless Abaye holds that Eidei Bachzum of Zochin Loi. So how is that possible? So obviously Tosis has a different shot than Eidei Bachzum of Zochin Loi. Has nothing to do, unrelated to Rabbi Meir's opinion that Eidei Chasim Karsi. So this is what Rav Soloveitchik said. He asked his Malamed, how can it be? How can Abaye say they were learning Gemara with Tosis? So the Tosfos in Bav Metzia has the same thing as they say over here. Tosfos proves that Abaye holds in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Gimel. Abaye says Eidei Bachzum of Zochenlo, and Tosfos there quotes that Abaye holds Eidei Mesira Karsi. So he said, how is that possible? Isn't Eidei Bachzum of Zochenlo based on Eidei Mesira Eidei Chasima Karsi? So the Malamed said, no. What has one got to do with the other? So he went home crying to his father. He thought his kasha was an ingenious kasha. So his father said he shouldn't cry. The Ramban holds like that. So he was turned off on the Malam because the Malam didn't know the Ramban. I'm going to know all the Ramban. Okay. Ramban is the end of Gittin. It's not a Ramban in Bav Metzia. Ramban is the end of Gittin when it comes to defend the Rif. But clearly, Tosfos Shita is that Eidei Bachzum of Zochenlo has nothing at all to do with Eidei Chasim Makarsi. So what does it mean? So the Achreinim all say Poshim Shat. The Achreinim all say Poshim Shat. Let's say I write a Shtar Matana to someone, I want to give him, I own a building, 24 Bennett belongs to me. So I write, hereby give you a matona 24 Bennett, but my friend is not here. So I want to give him the matana. So someone is here. So I give the shtar matana to him, and I say, you pick it up to be zaych on behalf of Pliny. So that's the rule. That zaych li adam shleib b'fanam. So what happens? I didn't tell you to pick it up, to pick up the shtar to be zaych on behalf of Pliny. I just ask you, sign the shtar mecher, sign the shtar matana. I'd like to give the matana to Pliny. So when you sign it, we say, Eda Bachsumov, what does it mean, Tvisas Balashtar? How high do they have to pick it up? Let's say, when I give you the shtar, I want to give you the matana, so I give it to you. You have to pick it up. How high do you have to pick it up? They're sure him how high? I don't know. So how, let's say, when I give it to someone else, they should pick it up. They should hold it on your behalf. How high do they have to pick it up? It doesn't say. It's not a Kenyan Hagbor. It means it should be Mesiris Ashtar. You need Mesiris Ashtar. What's Heis Mesiris Ashtar? What's the definition of Mesiris Ashtar? It's not a Kenyan Hagbor that it's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, but it's one Tefach and three Tefach. Mesiris Ashtar, what's called Mesiris Ashtar? When the Shtar is Tachas Yadai, when the Shtar is in your control. So that's what the other Rishonim hold, not like the Ramban. When the Edom are signing a shtar, they're not picking up the shtar tefach, not picking up tvi tvachim. When they're signing the shtar and it's tachas yodam, that's like zochen the yodam shalai b'fonav. It's as if when they signed it, it's tachas yodam, and itself it's implicit. When I want to give a matana, I want to do a teiva to someone else, so I reserve the right to change my mind until the time that I'll give over the shtar to the other person. Once I give it over to him, then it's an umdina that what I meant was, I meant that they should, on the condition that I won't back out, I meant that they should be zeicha de shtar on his behalf from the very outset. So it has nothing to do with eide chasima karsi. Even if you hold eide mesira karsi, still, if I give over the shtar to people that they should hold it on behalf of the other party, he says, so that's what Tosfos holds over here. Tosfos doesn't see any contradiction between the two. They're proving that Abaye holds in Sanhedrin, mashma, Abaye holds like Reb Lozer, Eide Mesira Karsi, and Abaye is the one that says, Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo. So then Tosfos goes ahead to prove, you only say Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo if it's Muchach Mitocho, when the Zman is. If you have a Shtar Shein Bo Zman, then you can't say Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo, because there is no Umdina that he meant that they should be Zeche right now. That's what Tosfos is bringing out over here. So if you have Ein Bo Zman at all, if you have Ein Bo Zman at all, then you can. Interesting, Tosfos is prepared to say by Yishtar Shichur, Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo. That's the second half of the Tosfos on Yud Zayin and Aleph, of Matikna Zman Begitin. So they're talking about Yishtar Shichur, and they assume that you would say, if you hold a Shichur Evik Naini as a Skuso Levit, Sheetzim Tachas Yad Rabba Lecheris. So if it's a skus, then you can say Zochen Liyodim Shalai B'Fonah. That was the Mishnah that we had in the first period. Reb Meir says that a Choyful Levit Sheetzim Tachas Yad Rabba Lecheris. You can't say Zochen Liyodim. And we pass like the Chachamim, we assume that it's a skus or Levit. So since it's a skus, then maybe you can say Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo. So it's interesting, Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo. And the Shichra, the Evit takes place, Mila Mafreya. If ultimately I give the shtar shichur to the Yevet, I always reserve the right to back out. But if I didn't change my mind till I gave the shtar shichur to the Yevet, then you say, it'll become a meshuchra mila mafreya from the time that the Edom signed it. But there was no nesina. So you see that Tosfos holds the only tligitach magabi karka. What happened to tligitach magabi karka? So Tosfos apparently holds, you only need a nesina by getisha. By getisha, you can't say irabachsim zachlo because it's not a schus. You only apply it if it's a schus, because Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo is based, it's an extension of the din of Zochen Liyodim Shalai B'Fonim. That's clearly what Tosfos holds. Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ramban and the Melchamas. That Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo is an extension of the Shitas Reb Meir, that Eide Chasima Karsi. That after you do the Mesiris Hashtar, it's kind of from the moment of Shas Hishavos Hashtar. Shas Hishavos Hashtar was the Chasima. But Tosfos doesn't hold like that, because they hold, if you hold like Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer and Reb Meir are two different worlds. Reb Lozer does not like Reb Meir. So Abaye holds like Reb Lozer, and he still says Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo. So that's what led Tosfos to understand Eide Bachsum of Zochen Lo is a form of Zochen Liyodim Shalai B'Fonav. And it works by Shtar Shichur Evik Nein, even though there was no Nesina. So you see beferish that Tosfos holds you don't need an Nesina by the get by the Shtar Shichur of the Evik Nein.
Why can you say Eide Zochen, we make him into Shtar Chabal?
But you still have to have a nesina.
That is the nesina, the shliach haKabbalah.
No, either the Baal or the shliach haBaal has to do a nesina to the Eved or to the shliach haEved. So here, the Eden just signed. Here, the husband says, Beferish, I want you to be zeicha the shtar shichur for the Eved Kanaini. And the shtar is on the table. And he tells the Eden, sign the shtar shichur, and when you sign it, you should have a mind to be zeicha for the Eved. Taisa says, which we don't accept la locha, is an umdine, as if he had said, sign the document, and while you're signing it, it should be considered as if you're zeich on behalf of the avenue. That would be good. If he would have said that, that would have been good. Where's the nesina? So you see, from this taisus, there are several taisus. See, from this taisus also, the taisus holds you only need a nesina by a get. The gitach magabi karka is not good by a get, but by a shtashich harakain is not a problem. You don't need a nesina. Mesiris Ashtar. Mesiris Ashtar, Tvisus Bal Ashtar, doesn't require Kinyan Hagbah. Mesiris Ashtar means, is it Tachas Yodo Shel Bal Ashtar? Or Tachas Yodo Shel Azech Avur Bal Ashtar? So if the Edom are signing on the document, and it's Mamish literally Tachas Yodo, that's under their control now. So that's, and if the Odom would have said, when you sign the document, when you sign the Shtashich, have in mind to be Zeche Shichra for the Eved Kanaini, that would have been good enough. That would have been considered Zachla L'Shleif Befan. You don't have to pick it up. There's no need for any Hagbah. Mesiris Ashtar, Tvisis Bal Ashtar, are not to be equated with Hagbah. It doesn't adjust if it's Tachas Yodim, it's good enough. Don't say it's Tachas Yodim. He makes it accessible to the other person, just like a Piron Achayv. When you pay up a chayv, so there's no requirement. The Rishonim said there's no requirement that you have to make a kinyan. When you make piran achayv, when I make the money accessible to the malve, so that's by definition that's called piran achayv. So here also, when you make the shtar available to the other party, that's called tfisis bal ashtar. It doesn't have to be actually tefis the shtar. If it's tachas yad ha malve, that's tfisa. But tachas yad ha edim who are tefis on behalf of the bal ashtar, it's also called tfisis bal ashtar. And the Ramban holds, no, the Nesibis, and Chodesh Mishpirik writes on his own, he doesn't quote this Ramban. He explains also that the Eid of Achsimim Zachalo is an extension of the Shitas Rab Meir, that the Eid of Chasima Karsi, that true you need Mesiris Ashtar later, but once there'll be a Mesiris Ashtar, then I say that the Kinyan took effect, Mishas Ishabus Ashtar. Shas Ishabus Ashtar, according to Rab Meir, was when the Eidim signed it. So there are two different ways to understand the whole din of Abayim. We don't pass like Abayi. We pass in most of the Rishonim reject Abayi. We pass in the, you can only curse him shtar l'doy v'afi shem al v'himo is only b'shtori ha'knaiset to make sure that there's no concern of shem ha'kos of l'uvus b'nism l'aylo v'atishu. Abayi says you don't even need shtori ha'knaiset. He says Abayi holds eidu v'chsem l'zochno. Most of the Rishonim don't pass like Abayi.
According to Rav Meir, according to this pshat, if somebody sends a get m'dinis ayam shtar shichu m'dinis ayam like a year,
the Mafreya, yeah. That's what Taisa says. The Eved is Meshuchah Lemafreya. That's, Yemachshel the Eved, yeah. Yemachshel the Eved. That's a shaila, whether the Tefillah Shniyah is needed in HaTorah Medei Rabbanan. When you Meshachar Eved Knaini, and it becomes Yisrael Gom, it becomes Chayv in all the mitzvahs, until it becomes Meshuchah, it's only Chayv in mitzvahs Keisha. And after it becomes Meshuchah, it's Chayv in all the mitzvahs, like a zachar. So then the Gemara says in Yevamos that the Eved has to be toivel in a mikveh a second time. When he became an Eved Knaini in the first place, he had to be mol v'tovel l'shem Eved Knaini. And then when he's yotze l'cheres, he has to be toivel in a mikveh. So that's a big machlok in Mishani, whether the tefillah shniyah, after he gets in shtashlich, is that needed menater midirabbanon. So if you hold it's only needed midirabbanon, if you hold that it's needed menater, so he's takanat chayiv in all the mitzvahs until he's going to be tovel in the mikveh, so then you're not being marshal your Eved. If you hold that the Torah is chayv in all the mitzvahs right away, then it's taka michshol. Then you're right. Then it's a michshol. You really shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be meshachar in Eved. Let's say the Mishnah had in the first parak, the Odon writes a shtar shichri. He says 10 shtar shichri is eli avdi. So machleg zamer na chachamim, and we pass like the chachamim zach nadam shleib b'fanav. So that zach nadam shleib b'fanav may turn out to be michshol. If you hold that the tefillah shniyah of the eved is only needed midrabbanan and minatora, even before he does tefillah shniyah, he's chayiv in tefillin and tzitzis and all the mitzvahs and says that shazman gram. So I'll be mezakah d'shta shichrur on behalf of the eved. Now the eved won't find out until a week. So what? The whole week he wasn't wearing tefillin. The whole week he wasn't doing the mitzvahs that everybody's. He was only doing mitzvahs kiisha. So it'll be a problem. You have to be careful not to violate lifnei iver. When you do a mezaka zayin ashtar shichur of an evik nani, like we paskin against Reb Meir, we paskin like the chachamim. You have to be careful not to be machshel the evit. You have to make sure the evit finds out right away that he's chayv in all the mitzvahs. Otherwise, you talk about violate lifnei iver l'isita michshol. That's what the paskin talk about. A bezin is going to be megayer ager. He doesn't know how to say Hebrew. He's going to go to the bathroom. He has to say Asher Yotzar. He wants to eat supper. He has to say Asher Hakol. He has to say Kriyashma. He has to like tefillin today. So you're not allowed to be megayer a person if he doesn't know how to like tefillin. He doesn't know how to say a bracha. He doesn't know how to daven. The bezin who does the geirus is in violation of lifnei iver l'isita michshol. Until Kolzman he was not Jewish. He's not chayv a mitzvah. So there's no problem. The minute you make him Jewish, you're doing him a big favor, making him Jewish. But he's not prepared to fulfill the mitzvahs now. So that's what the classical poskim say. That's a lifnei iver l'isita michshol. That's not right. That was the whole tumult that they had in Eretz Yisrael. So the poskim in Europe wrote like that. The Minchas Seluzer and other poskim all wrote that. The Bezna, who's Megair someone. Rabbi Akiva Eger had a machlekes with the Maharshal. Gemara says you're not allowed to teach Torah to a non-Jew. The parts of the Torah that are not relevant to the Nochri. The Sheva Mitzvahs, the two, you're allowed to teach to a Nochri. But the rest of the Torah that's not relevant, not from the Sheva Mitzvah, I'm not allowed to teach to a Nochri. So the Marsho comments on the Agarta in Masech HaShabbos that the Nochri came to Hillel and to Shammai and he wanted them to teach him Torah on Regal Achas. So the Marsho says, how can you teach Torah to a Nochri? You're not allowed to teach. So he says, Daito Lehizga, you're allowed to. That's what we usually assume, like the Marsha. We have institutes where they teach halacha to potential converts, to people who want to convert. So we teach them all the din. Rabbi Kiveger disagrees with the Marsha. He thinks that even Daitel his Gayer, you're not allowed to teach the Nochri anything. So the Minchas Seluzer writes in his Chiva that he's a descendant from Rabbi Kiveger. But he says, with all due respect, he doesn't accept what the Elta Zayda said. How can you say you're not allowed to teach him Torah? Other Rabbi says, the Bezdin will be Megayer the Goy. He's Oivan Lif Neiver. He doesn't know how to say Asher Yotzi. He doesn't know how to like tefillin. He doesn't know how to keep it. Doesn't know how to daven Kriyashman, Shman Esrei. You're not allowed to be Megayer. So all the Poskim said like that in Europe. Against Rabbi Kiveger, they said like the Marsha. The other Rabbi, you have to teach everything to them. When they made the whole tumla in Eretz Yisrael, so they quoted Rav Kook says like that in his Jews. They're going to quote the Minchas Seluzer. The Minchas Seluzer was a Kanoi, so that doesn't mean anything. But they quote that former chief Rabbi Kook wrote like that also in his Jews, that the Bezna who converts Nochri without first making sure that he knows how to daven Shachris Mincha Mar, how to like tefillin, how to say Asher Yotza, how to say Bichas Anen, and so on, is the Ivran Lifnei Iver. Yesterday we had a fellow who wanted to convert. So one of the rabbanim asked him, what bracha do you say when you drink a cup of coffee? So he says, shalkan levedvar. And he said, what's the bracha achrayna? So he starts rattling off ala michya. So he said, on a cup of coffee? He said, no, that's for cake and cookies. No, it's a burn of ashes. Yeah. He was too eager. Yeah. So the Gemara makes the whole calculation over here. Nachama, what is the Zamachleks of Shimon and the Chachamim in the Mishnah? So what's the Nekudah Zamachleks? So the Gemara says, Bishleim the Rabbi Yochanan, we understand what they're fighting about. The Gemara has over here about the 6th, 7th line on Yud Zayin on the base. Bishleim the Rabbi Yochanan, Hanadika Bein Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanah, we know the Nekudah Zamachleks. The Rabbanah hold that the reason why you need this man is Shem Yechapeh. And Rabbi Shimon holds the reason why you need this man is Mishum Peiris. Rab Shimon holds that the Baal loses Peiris Mishas, the Kibishanas and Ain of Lagarsha. So that's why if you're Nichta Bayom and Echtam Balailo, it's the correct Zman. Masheni can according to the Chacham, you have to have this Zman of the Sinus I get. Because the Chacham holds that the reason why they introduce Zman is Shemei Chapa Basar Chosa. So that depends on the Nesinus I get. So that is the Machlokes for Shimon and the Rabbanim. Ela Fregli Mar the Resh Lakish, Ma'ika Ben Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim. What are they fighting about? They both say that it's Mishum Peris. They both hold that's Nus Lo Shchicha, and the only reason why they instituted the Zman and the Get Mishum Peris. So what's the Machlokes? The Mar says no. This is the Machlokes. When does the Baal forfeit this Chus Peris? Does he lose? Reb Shimon holds he loses this Chus Peris. Kimin Shanas and Enel of Garsh and Mishas Ksivis I get. Even though it didn't have a chasima yet, and the chachamim say no, he only loses peiros from the time of the nesinus aget. So it's nichtem ayam and nichtem alav. That's the wrong zma. Sure. So the Gemara says that's the we know there's a machlekes of shim. Yes, the Taisus touches it up. When chasima means nesina, and when it doesn't mean. Yeah, Taisus on amar aleph and amar beis. They go into the details. Yeah. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but we were not going to pass like Reb Shimon, we're going to pass like the Chachamim, Yochad Farab Malachi Kirabim, so it should come out that according to Reish Lokish, this was the Machlek of Reb Shimon the Rabbanon, so we pass like the Chachamim, that the Baal is Echad Peres up until the Shas Nesinus Aget. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan rejects Reish Lokish, Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Kiresh Lok, so Yesh Lobal Peris at Shas Nesina. He holds that the Ksivis I get, it's the wrong Zman. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Ipchisha Minal Hud Itmar, Meimas Amatzim Le Peris Habecha Mishas Ksiva. How can it be? Shas Ksiva, that's what Rish Lokish says within Reb Shimon. And Rish Lakish Am Mishas Nesina, everything should be the reverse. And Mar says Taka Epech, that statement is everything is backwards. Rish Lakish holds the Baal is Echel Peres up until Nesina Saget. That's what he passed like the Chacham and Reb Shimon. And Reb Yechanan said Shemi Chapal Basachoisai. Why didn't he say Mishum Peres? Mar said because he holds that that's not the correct Zman. So the Gemara Taka says Epech. You have to reverse that memory. Then the Gemara is bothered with a kasha, such an important takana, either because of Shem Yechapa, because of Basa Chosai. So what did you mahu ilach hachamim with takanasim over here? The Mishnah says, Gimel gitim sum nisav lad kosher. One of them is get shein bo zman. So what did they accomplish? They say you got to write zman in the get. But if they didn't write zman in the get, then nothing happened. The vlad won't be kosher anyway. So how will you accomplish your purpose? You want to make a takana that you should know when is Zman of Achilas Peris, what's the cutoff date? You want to know when is the Zman that she's Chayiv Misa, when she's not Chayiv Misa, and you say that B'diyevet the get is good anyway. And this is Avlad Kosher. And for the Gemara, no, the people will still be forced into listening to the takana. Ahanu, they have accomplished something. They l'chatchila lo tinase. Sure. What are you going to do if Gazir is Zman today? B'yavin alei mai? He says, yeah, it's not going to happen. We're not mechuyev to be so concerned. Then the Gemara says, how detailed does Zman have to get? It really should be very detailed. If you want to know what is the cutoff time for the Peiris, or what is the cutoff time for the Znus, you should write the minute. You should write the day, the hour, and the minute. And the halacha is not so. The halacha is if you write which year it is, if you write which month it is, you write vaguely, or you write which Shavua it is, which Shemitah it is. Now we just started a new unit of 7 years. This is the first year of this Shemitah cycle. So there was a way to identify which Kosovo, Bezer, Shavua, Bezer, Shana, Bezer, Chodesh, Bezer, Shabbos, the week of Shabbos, Parsha, is Bishalach. And it doesn't say which day of the week it was. So the Gemara says that that's acceptable. Svei Gemara Kasha, why should that be acceptable? You have to pinpoint exactly Zman, it's too vague as man. So the Gemara says, and if you give the exact day, also you don't give the hour and the day, you don't give to the minute. So the answer is, Ahanu, just like if you give the day, you don't say which hour, Miadina ni mitzah from Ipanya. Ela, the answer is, Le'amid kamel yomid basrei. You know which day it is to the exclusion of yesterday or tomorrow. So here also, if you say which week it is, the week of Parshas Bishalach, or the month of Shvat, or the year of Tovshin Samachtes, or which Shemitah cycle it is, even though it's very vague, you didn't pinpoint which day it is, but still, it accomplishes that at least you have part of this man. The Chachamim never insisted. The reason why they instituted his man, the reason why they instituted his man is either Mishum Peres or Mishum Shem Yichapa, but they didn't insist that it has to be such a detailed man. Yeah, because it's the wrong man. It's the wrong man. You didn't have to be so precise.
You have a difference of an hour. It's possible. Mm. A difference of 7 years. It's crushing.
Yeah, the difference of.
Yeah.
You see clearly from the Gemara that this happens a lot of times in Gemara. The Chachamim had a concern that motivated them to make a takana. But then, called the Tikkun Rabban came, the Rasi Tikkun, they had to institute the Takana along the patterns of Dinim Deraisa. So a lot of times the Mahalach of the Takana doesn't always correspond to the Tama Takana. So the Tama Takana over here was Mishum Basel Chois and Mishum Peiris. And the Mahalach of the Takana doesn't really solve the problem a lot of times. Going to write which year it is, which meat it is, which yodel it is, that's not really going to help. Yeah, why? Because called the Tikkun Rabban came, the Rasi Tikkun, they established this Din along the lines of Derisha V'Chakira. Along the lines of Edom giving Haggadah Seders. So the Edom were not mechayev the Edom to give such precise Haggadah Seders. So here also, the reason, the motivation to make the Takana was Shem Yichape or Mishum Peiris, but Lemaisa the Takana doesn't correspond to that. Even though you can have a whole year and you can have a whole Shemitah cycle and it's way off. And here it's only an hour off, like you say, but still, the details of the takana don't correspond to the reason for the takana. We have a lot of times like that. Okay, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm giving a shiur, whoever is interested in giving a shiur downstairs on the topic of post the tefillah. There's a little thing. You got Kala Mata, Masha Jirof, Yalav Yalav, Alam Yisim.